Well, good morning, everyone. We hope your 4th of July holiday is off to a bang of a start. Well, the pun was intended there. We hope you're having a great time with family and friends and hopefully enjoying some of the wonderful activities that are going on here around the Nishna Valley, not just today, but have been going on for the last few days and over the last weekend and will continue throughout much of this weekend. There are a number of different activities going on that you can participate in here in the area. Now, among them would be the Independence Day celebration that's going on in Oakland today. In fact, activities already underway as the Oakland Volunteer Fire Department's annual pancake feed is already started this morning. They got underway at 7 o'clock, and that'll continue until 10:30 this morning. They hope you stop by and enjoy a pancake breakfast with them for a free will offering, and that's being held at the fire station in Oakland. Now, the rest of the Independence Day celebration scheduled today calls for the car show, and they'll have registration from 8 until noon this morning. They'll have awards for Best in Show, Engine, Paint, GM, Ford, Import, Truck, all sponsored by Arbor Bank, and they hope to have a good turnout there. The car show judging will be held from noon until 3 o'clock today. There'll also be a tractor ride, and that gets underway at 9 o'clock today. The tractor ride heads west on Honeysuckle Road, and then north to Hancock, and then back into Oakland. And the Great Western Bank is providing lunches to the tractor ride participants today. That's 9 a.m. till about noon today. There's also a tractor show that's going on. That's from noon to 4. Also from noon to 4, they'll have midway activities, including an inflatable bounce house, lots of games and food booths and things. The parade registration will start at 4 o'clock today. Register at the City Hall. And then after they get everybody lined up, the Independence Day Parade in Oakland will be held at 5 o'clock tonight. And this year's parade theme is Small Town Superheroes. So hopefully we'll have some fun with that. Also after the parade, they'll have a community dinner for a free will offering at the gazebo across from Chautauqua Park. Hodges Smokehouse is catering that. The hometown karaoke event will be held from 7 to 9:30 this evening. And then the day will end, of course, on the 4th of July with fireworks. That display will be held over the Chautauqua Park in Oakland. So bring your lawn chair and have a good time and enjoy all the fun. Lots of stuff going on in Oakland today with the 4th of July activities. Also already going on this morning, the Atlantic JCs have their annual flight breakfast going on today. And it's a flight breakfast today, so it's a lot of fun. They started at 7 this morning. It'll continue until 11 o'clock this morning. And it's held rain or shine, so it really doesn't matter what the weather is outside. They plan for this all year long. And they'll have, it's a flight breakfast, so they'll have lots of opportunity for you to check out all of the different airplanes that'll be coming in as those folks get to eat breakfast for free. Now, the Pancake Man is serving up breakfast. It's pancakes and sausage on the menu. The cost is $6 per plate. If you hang onto your plate, you can go back for seconds. Now, in addition to the flight breakfast, which is held inside a hangar at the airport, so you'll have plenty of room, lots of comfortable space to sit, and plenty of room to enjoy with your family and friends. But in addition to that, they're going to have on display an A-26 Lady Liberty, which was intended to come to Atlantic during the Fly Iowa event last fall, but had a maintenance issue, so they weren't able to make it with that plane. Now, it was rescheduled to do a flyover, and the crew of six will be available to give tours of the plane during the 4th of July activities going on today. They'll have fireworks and music then later on, starting at dusk. You come in for breakfast, you enjoy your day, and then come back later on in the evening, and the JCs will have their fireworks with music starting at dusk. A free will donation is accepted for that. That'll be held at the Atlantic Airport as well, but as we well know, folks spread out around the community to enjoy the fireworks display there, so they hope to have a good crowd again for that. And if you can, dig into your pockets a little bit and help out the JCs, those fireworks and the associated costs like insurance and things, not cheap anymore, so they do appreciate any donations that they do get. Also going on today, you can't talk 4th of July around these parts without talking about Exira, as they have their 148th annual Independence Day celebration. It's actually been going on for a couple of days. They started on Sunday with a tractor show and ride and a car and motorcycle show and shine. And then on Wednesday, yesterday, they also had some entertainment and a barbecue, a kiddie parade, and then the dance last night. Today, though, big day, as you would imagine. They start with foot races at 9 in the morning. It's kind of a traditional thing going back a long time. That'll be in front of the elementary school. At 10:30 this morning, it'll be the Exira Independence Day Parade. That starts at the Legion Park. Spirit of America is the parade theme this year. and enjoy the day's grand marshals, as well as Hallie Christofferson will bring some of her friends, members of the Iowa State women's basketball team, on hand. So, you know, if you have that Iowa State t-shirt somewhere, maybe you want to bring along a poster or a t-shirt or something, and bring a Sharpie with you, because I bet if you could find them to stand still long enough, maybe they get you an autograph or two. So make sure the kids bring some of that memorabilia with them so they can have a little bit of fun with that. Again, that parade gets started at 10:30 this morning. Look for the KJAN entry as well. Wave real hard. We've got some fun stuff for you there, too. Now, also coming up a little bit later on today, from 1 to 5 in the afternoon, they'll have entertainment at the gazebo. It'll feature the Village Players, Gary and Marcia Gustafson, Megan Deist, and then the parade winners will be announced as well. Also, the second annual Grand River Rodeo will be held starting at 1:30 at the Kickapoo Park. They'll have food and drink vendors there, and they'll have from 7:30 to 11 a.m., they'll have their slack, and then the mutton busting will be held at 12:45 this afternoon. Also, a kids' tractor pull sponsored by the Exira Fire Department in front of the city clerk's office starts at 3 o'clock. There'll be entertainment at the Exira football field from 6 to 9 p.m. The grand fireworks display will then be held at 9:45 at the football field as well. So they hope everybody has a good time with that. Now, in addition to today's activities, tomorrow on Friday, there'll be an 18-hole best ball golf tournament held at Greenbrier Golf Club. That starts at 10 o'clock. Saturday, the 32nd annual Exira Road Run Fun Run 5K and 10K will be held starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. The Exira Alumni Dance at the Rec Center will be held at 8 p.m. And then also on Sunday, it's the Ecumenical Church Service at the Rec Center starting at 10:30. And then they'll finish off with the Alumni Coffee at the Lions Building later on in the afternoon. So a full weekend of activities in Exira. Also, coming up this next couple of days, on Friday, tomorrow, is an event called Let Freedom Swing. Now, this is a big band dance. It's going to be held from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Elks Lodge here in Atlantic. They'll have dance lessons provided by Jake and Pam Auerbach, and music provided by the group Popcorn Button, which is a group of talented musicians from around the region. They'll be getting together to enjoy some of the music that goes back a few years. The Let Freedom Swing event, the big band dance, Friday, July 5th, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic, and they hope to have a great crowd for that, as they've had the last few times that they've done this. And also, if you're looking for some things to do after the 4th of July, this weekend, immediately following the 4th, is the Griswold Soldiers Reunion. They have a full schedule of events Friday, Saturday, and they'll finish off on Sunday. Friday's event for tomorrow, they have a 40-mile tractor ride, which starts at 8 in the morning. The Cass County Museum will be open Friday afternoon. That'll be from 1 to 4. Also, at 6 o'clock on Friday evening, the 131st Soldiers Reunion Parade will be held. That starts at the high school, goes around the city park. And also, there's a softball tourney after the parade, adult water fights. There'll be the annual Reunion Queen Contest at the city park. And they'll also have plenty of other things, too. Bounce houses, entertainment, bingo, all kinds of things going on at the city park. A food stand, pie and ice cream stand. There'll be all kinds of things happening leading up to the crowning of the 2013 Reunion Queen. Now, then on Saturday, July 6th, they'll start the day at 7 in the morning. From 7 to 11, the Pancake Man will be at the community building, and the ambulance will have a 50-50 raffle as well to help out their efforts. There'll be a fun run and walk at the Griswold City Park at 8 o'clock in the morning. At 8:30, the Show and Shine Tractor, Truck, and Car Show will be held at Ford's and More. That's north of Griswold on Highway 48. That's from 8:30 to 10:30. Military memorabilia will be on display at the Legion Building at 9 in the morning. An antique tractor pull will be held at 9:30. There's a softball tourney. The Cass County Museum will be open again. Kids' water fights. There's a horseshoe contest. Life Flight helicopter will be at the fire station for folks to view. There'll be fire truck rides from noon to 1 and again from 4 to 5 for the young ones. Free games throughout the afternoon as well. And leading up to 6 o'clock in the evening, when Saturday, the 131st Old Soldiers Reunion Grand Parade will be held. And that'll start at the high school and head down Main Street. The Grand Marshal this year is Royal Beerbaum, longtime member of the community and a good volunteer. The Veterans Memorial Park dedication will follow. There's a kids' tractor pull, a Pony Express pony rides. There'll be a smoked meat dinner by the firemen in the evening, and the street dance starting at 9 o'clock featuring the group Prankster. And then Sunday, July 7th, they'll finish off with brunch at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. That's going on in Griswold throughout the weekend. So as you can see, lots to do. And many other communities have some events going on for the 4th of July holiday as well. So look around today. I'm sure you'll find some things to enjoy and find a good spot to watch fireworks tonight and enjoy the 4th of July with your family and friends. Hope you keep it safe.